He has worked for more than two decades, extensively traveling throughout China. He serves on the University of Michigan's Confucius Institute and the Detroit Chinese Business Association's advisory board. We have Tom on not only to talk all things education, as he was the state superintendent of schools from 2001 through 2005, but he has also made us very aware that China is a big player globally, and how we should be involved in all aspects of business and social structures with China. And Tom's on the other end of our line. How are you, Tom?
Ni hao, or good morning, or hello.
I can barely get a good morning out, but ni hao to you also. Tom recently wrote an op-ed piece for the Ann Arbor News, and I thought the first two sentences of that were pretty interesting. All warfare is based on deception. That's from The Art of War. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will soon leave for a trip to Asia, with stops in South Korea, Japan, and China. Why did you write your op-ed piece that way?
Well, I think that what we need to do is that there's a dearth of information about China, and yet, in a lot of ways, far too many of us are ignorant about the history, culture, and language of the People's Republic of China, which is one-fifth of world's humanity. And it's absolutely important that we understand their over 4,000-year civilization, how they think, and to find ways, as we've talked about before, Tony, to assure that their rise doesn't come at our demise.
You write how Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will soon leave for a trip to Asia with stops in South Korea, Japan, and China. Why didn't Jennifer Granholm ever go to China and seek out this business?
Well, I'm not the one to answer that question, but it's something that I think she should have done. Governor Milliken, in his waning days of the administration, signed an agreement with the Sichuan province. Governor Blanchard nurtured that. Governor Engler went to China. The Sichuan province, if we would have maintained that relationship, is one of the fastest growing economic areas in the People's Republic of China. 15% economic growth. Imagine if we would have had what the Chinese call a 20-plus years of guanxi, or relationship building. If we would have maintained those relationships, we could have tapped that economic motherlode of commerce and business in ways that put Michiganians back to work. That is the important piece, not just building connections for connection's sake, but this can be a benefit to Michigan. Other states and nations that have been far more aggressive than us have benefited. Just down in Toledo, they just had a major investment where Chinese investors came in, and there was a marina that had been just sitting vacant, going useless for years, have come in, purchased it, are investing in the community, and it's benefiting the city of Toledo today. We need that kind of foresight and leadership here in Michigan.
And Tom, you mentioned that with the administration's visit over to the Far East, especially with China, no deals get done on the first handshake. You have to lay the foundation, and they really have to have confidence and trust before they start doing business.
Yeah, and that's really not too much different here, but it's, I guess, on steroids in China, that the guanxi, that relationship is absolutely important. And it's not something that can be done, you know, simply in one trip. As the governor, I heard him yesterday speaking in Detroit. He understands that. He knows that this is long-term. And the governor has been doing some good things here, developing and connecting with the Chinese business community that have those connections in China, and others, whether it's Ford Motor Company, Amway, General Motors, and other businesses that have already tapped in and have those relationships.
You know, you write about China's military. I've been reading a lot in USA Today and the Wall Street Journal how not only is China growing their arsenal, especially their Navy and their Air Force, but they're flexing that muscle, and it worries me a little bit. Do you think this is something that the U.S. should be paying heed to?
Well, they are. There was just a congressional report. It was nearly a year late in being written, but given to the from the Pentagon and the Defense Department to the Congress. It lays out some of the rise of China's expenditures. They're significantly further behind us, and perhaps, but they're investing, and that's not unusual for a country that's rising, and certainly sitting on a lot of cash to invest not only in their military. But the bigger concern that I have, perhaps, is the investment that they're making in their people, because the 21st century is going to be driven by globalization, innovation, and creativity, and they're investing in their universities, their schools, their bridges, their airports, their bullet trains, and everything else, while we're disinvesting in those things here in this country.
All right, Tom, thanks so much for your time. We'll talk with you again soon.
Zaijian.